You ever felt like munching on some potato chips or down an entire chocolate bar just because you're feeling really stressed? You know, those times when all you want to do is eat because things are tough, right? Well, if so, don't worry, because many of us feel this way. But guess what? This week, we're going to learn how to stop all of that once and for all.
Welcome to the V-Shred Better Body, Better Life podcast, where we help you live your best life while working on your health and fitness goals. We're here to make your journey fun and inspiring.
Hey there, welcome back to another episode of the V-Shred Better Body, Better Life podcast. I'm your host, Vince Sant, one of the co-founders of V-Shred. And today we are diving deep into a topic that a lot of us secretly struggle with, which is stress eating. I mean, you ever had one of those days where chocolate just seemed to make everything better? Same here. It's a very sneaky urge to munch when life gets tough. But guess what? There are better ways to cope. And the good news is that with a couple simple tips and as little as a week, we can completely shift gears. And so we're going to be moving from eating because we're upset to choosing food that truly makes us feel good and moves us closer to our goals. So if you're ready to change and feel better, let's jump in. So we all know that feeling, right? After a long, stressful day at work, the thought of coming home and cooking a nutritious meal stresses us out even more. And so what we do is we reach for the stuff that we know isn't good for us. This is called stress eating. And it's when we eat a lot, usually bad stuff, mostly because we're feeling sad or upset or worried about something. But why do we want to eat so much and so badly when our feelings are all over the place, right? Well, when we're feeling stressed or sad, our body produces a hormone called cortisol. This is our stress hormone. This can make us feel hungry, right? And in the past, this was actually helpful because if people were stressed, maybe they had to run away from danger. Think of like the fight or flight response that's baked into our DNA. And they felt really hungry to the point where they craved quick calories because their bodies needed to put the energy back in as soon as possible. But nowadays, our worries are completely different. We have stress at work. We worry about money. We argue with family or friends sometimes, yet our bodies still react the same way. So all these sweet and salty and greasy foods can make our brains feel happy for a short while due to the dopamine that gets triggered when we eat these foods. But then afterwards, we feel like crap. And so the more that we eat them, the more upset we get and the more we want them next time as well. And so the trouble is obviously eating too much because we're upset and that can make us gain weight, which isn't good for our health. Plus, even if we eat our favorite food, it doesn't fix our problems on an emotional level. So we need to find other ways to handle these tough feelings without turning to unhealthy, high-calorie snacks. All right, so now I'm going to walk you through five very simple strategies that you can use to fight these feelings so that even though you may still feel the temptations, you won't fall into the trap of stress eating half as much. All right, so my first tip for you is to slow down when you eat. Enjoy every bite. When you sit down to eat, try to really focus on your food. Take a moment, look at it, smell it. Think about how it tastes. Is it sweet? Is it salty? Maybe it's both. Feel the food in your mouth. Is it soft, like mashed potatoes? Is it crunchy, like carrots? Focusing on your food in this way forces you to slow down. And when you eat slowly, it helps you truly realize when you're hungry and when you're starting to get full. This is called mindful eating. And it's like giving your food and your feelings extra attention. So next time, turn off the TV, put away your phone, and just enjoy your meal. All right, next, write about your food. And I know that sounds weird, but hang on. All I want you to do is keep a little diary or a journal and write down what you eat. Every time you have a snack, a meal, jot it down. Also, write down how you were feeling at the time that you ate it. Were you happy? Were you sad? Were you bored? Were you stressed? Over time, as you look back, you'll see patterns. Maybe you eat chips when you're bored or ice cream when you're sad. Knowing this ahead of time can help you make different choices in the moment. Plus, sometimes when we know that we have to write something down, we think twice before eating it. It's like a way of holding yourself accountable, right? And tip number three is to find your sanctuary. And what I mean by this is your surroundings matter. If you're in a messy room with lots of noise, it can make you feel all sorts of stressed on the inside. But if you take a little time to make your space calm and happy, you may feel less stressed and less inclined to stress eat as a result. And so you can use calm colors in your room, play soft music, light a candle that smells really good. If you work from home, always keep your desk as tidy and organized as you would if you were in your employer's office. A peaceful room can make for a peaceful mind. Okay. And then tip four, move your body. Exercise is like magic for our feelings. When we're upset or we're stressed, moving around can make a world of a difference. So get outside, feel some grass, take a walk, feel the sun on your face, the wind in your hair. It's refreshing. It feels nice. And even simple stretches can help. When you move, your body produces feel-good chemicals called endorphins. It's nature's way of making you feel literally better. And it also reduces the urge to reach for that bag of chips. And then last but not least, if you're feeling stressed out, talk to somebody about it. Sometimes literally just sharing what's on your mind can help drastically. So open up to your friends or your family or the people who care about you the most. Because just working those negative emotions out can work miracles on your stress level. That's why therapy is so prominent now. We all need a little help sometimes. All of us, even the people who seem the healthiest. And eating may make you feel better for a short while, but talking and sharing can make you feel better for a much longer while. All right. So wrapping this up, covered some awesome tips into understanding why we sometimes eat when we're not hungry. And it's not always about food. Remember, sometimes it's just about how you feel, and that's okay. Every single one of us have our moments, right? But with the right strategies at our fingertips, we can make better choices. And if you want a little more help along the way, you could also consider reaching out to one of our certified coaches. Our coaches are here to guide you, not just with what's on your plate, but also your understanding of your emotions around food. And they'll help create a plan tailored just for you to ensure that you're fueled right and you're feeling good. And so if that interests you, you can check out the details in the description below or wherever they are. But remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about making progress and increasing your understanding and making choices that make you feel good inside and out. And so next time you feel that urge to eat because you're sad or you're stressed or you're bored or you're anxious, focus on one of the tips that we talked about. But that's all. Thanks for tuning in today. Keep shining, keep pushing. Remember, you're stronger than you think you are. We're all in this together. So thank you guys for joining in. Hopefully you learned something. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of VShred's Better Body, Better Life podcast. Whether you're doing one of our programs, taking our supplements, or just doing things on your own, tune in every week for exclusive content with Vince, VShred trainers, and special guests as they share valuable tips around motivation, workouts, food, and living a healthier lifestyle. See you next time.